scary and you might get confused.
Fuck you.
Choose your message wisely, cause it just might be the last thing you do.
Is this our podcast? Don't start our podcast.
That's how our podcast starts. Is this our podcast?
Well, welcome to Raw Dogging It in the Bone Zone. I'm Max.
I'm Leo.
And this is... We already said the name.
Fuck you.
All right, so... What do you want to talk about?
God damn it. We were talking about the... don't hug me, I'm scared.
Yeah, we just watched the third one. Not as good as the other ones, but higher quality.
Yeah, very... it's the like, if you haven't seen it, it's just this trippy-ass... They're these trippy-ass videos.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Should we even explain them?
Go ahead and explain them.
So the first... I don't want to...
Just explain them really quick.
Okay, so the first one's like about...
A
notebook... talking to these,
just
like,
talk puppets. About the first one, and then they'll get the gist.
And it's...
And go watch it. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. First one's about this notebook who's like, hey, everybody, let's learn about creativity. And when they start, like, actually being creative, they just start eating brains. So that's, like, the gist of it.
It's really good. Like, yeah. Just watch it.
Yeah. All right, I think we beat that topic to death.
Yeah, that topic just got beat to death real quick. However, my favorite color is green.
That's a little inside reference for those who
have
seen the
video. Yeah, I mean, you should have probably gone and paused this and watched that video.
Yeah, because that's way more interesting than this.
Yep.
But thanks to all of our subscribers. Thanks to those who listened to the bonus app about It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, that bonus app. I mean, if you got through 30 seconds of that, you're the true fan.
Yeah.
Because that was awful.
Yeah, like there's a 12-hour podcast, and they say anybody who's gotten past like 3 hours is like a real listener. Anybody who's gotten through 30 seconds of our podcast, they're a real listener.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get through 2 minutes, two minutes of moaning.
Yeah.
Because this show is just silence.
Just like that.
Yeah. It's just... Oh, and whenever you hear silence after Max speaks, just know that I'm glaring at him.
Yeah.
Just know that.
Because I've
usually... that's actually what's happening.
Like, let's do a little example of that. So the other day, we had a speaker come to our school, and it was a Sony. That was Leo glaring at me.
Mm-hmm. You can feel my eyes,
yeah.
Like through the speaker. You can just feel it.
The little laughter you heard was Zach Biggins, who's in our room right now.
Yep.
Because we're all having.
You want to say hi, Zach?
That's a no.
He gave a plug in our extra episode.
Yeah,
you remember he plugged his.
He was the one he was the one who said it's the Zach Biggins. Let's keep talking about our other podcasts.
Yeah, just keep referencing them.
Yeah. Fangate, that's a reference to our first episode.
That was awful. If you listen to the first episode, you have no life.
Hey, don't insult the listener.
Well, alright, well, the first episode was more of like a test run. I don't even know why we uploaded it.
We even like said that in the middle of it.
We only uploaded it. We only uploaded it because of Evan Kwan.
Yeah.
Because Evan Kwan was really, really good.
He's who made it interesting. I don't know what's going to make this episode interesting.
Evan Kwan wasn't interesting as much as we're more interesting when Evan Kwan's in the room.
Yeah. Like,
much to talk about. All of a sudden, these possibilities open.
Yeah, like, when he left, he was like, okay, what's your favorite TV show?
Yeah, yeah, and that was awful.
Let's keep
talking about
it. Yeah, we're
going to
stop
talking about TV, because that was just awful
was
topics.
Just bad topics. So let's keep talking about our other episodes. And
Max, what's your favorite TV show?
Hannibal.
Stop.
Can we, like, try and recreate the first episode? Or
No. It's already been up.
But let's go over this once again. Don't insult the listener.
Is that... I'm going to insult you throughout the show. I don't even know who you are, you faceless being.
It's Lucas and Andrew, really.
Yeah, shout out to the two listeners, because that's who it is.
Yeah.
Audible.com, pay us some money.
Hey, we got to email them.
Yeah, we still got to email them. I don't know if we can get
money. I feel like they're not
going
to let us if we keep talking about it.
Yeah. Until then, fuck you, Audible. I'm joking. No. Go download Audible.com.
Yeah, let's keep...
Make
oh,
us
my
money.
God.
Hey, speaking of this. Alright, so we're in a hotel right now. And I was walking through the hallway, and I pointed this out to Zach Biggins. There was this shiny... This shit on the ceiling that looked like semen. And there it is right there. Look at that shit, Zach. It's in our room, too.
Where?
What the fuck is that?
I don't see it.
Right,
you mean the green stuff?
It looks like shit.
No, it looks like semen.
Yeah, it looks like semen right here.
Leo's pointing to it right now to the listener.
Yeah, I got up. That's why you heard me in a different location now.
Yeah, no. It looks like there's semen on our ceiling.
That takes aim to, like, get it to this... I mean, that takes project... What's the word? It takes
fucking, like, acidic semen.
No, that takes, like, force to, like, get it to the top.
Yeah, it's called propulsion.
Propulsion, that's the word I'm looking for.
Semen propulsion.
SP.
SP.
Yeah, that's that should be our... We should put that on t-shirts. Got that SP.
Got that... Semen propulsion, sponsored by Raw Dogging It in the Bone Zone.
With Leo.
What's our
Bex.
Logo gonna be? Because I don't like our logo now.
I mean, they needed a logo, so I went on Pages and just typed out.
I'm aware. And you know what? That kind of, you know, I like the logo because it kind of embodies the two of us.
Yeah, because it's
who
like,
are just lazy motherfuckers.
It's just like we needed.
We didn't even
filler.
Buy microphones for this shit.
We're still using a phone. We were about to use my computer, and then we're like, "Fuck it."
No, that we couldn't even download the program to use your computer. We were that lazy. You're that lazy.
Oh, man.
I haven't even done my college apps yet.
Oh,
and man. I pay for a college counselor.
Yeah, me too.
I've done one app.
I haven't done
any. No, stop talking about college apps. I hate it. It's just a really depressing topic.
You're the one who brought it up.
I did. And,
I haven't really said anything.
You were beginning to. I'm kaputting it right
okay,
now.
Okay,
okay.
All right. Speaking of college apps.
Kaput.
We're on a college trip. We're still at FTC. For
Fair
those
enough.
Who
yeah,
listen
yeah.
to the half
FTC
episode.
FTC stands for... Florida Theater Conference.
No, don't tell them now. We'll find us in
Oh,
close.
Yeah, yeah. God forbid our fan base. Yeah, our fan base is going to come stalk us here.
Our like, friends.
We wake up in the morning, there's, like, one, like, lonely-ass motherfucker standing outside the hotel with a sign. And, like, the taxi.
You.
And he's, like, paying, like, you see, like, the Afghanistani taxi drivers, like, yeah, hey, you're still on the clock, buddy. Like, yelling at him. And he's like, I don't care, it's for Max and Leo. Yeah, it's not going to happen, but I like to imagine it can happen.
Okay, it's 6:30. Is it time?
You really had to kill that?
Is it time?
Is it time to do what? Oh, fuck this.
we talked about this before.
No, I didn't want to do this.
You said one of them was good.
One of them was good.
And
so
I'll only
do
the one
of them.
I'll do all the right, one that was
right,
good.
All right. Yeah, come in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we get it. You're here.
Go open the door, Leo.
Creak. Open handle. Creak.
Open handle.
Yeah, open. Wind.
No, it's
creak wind,
slam shut. Okay?
No. Wind blows through. Creaked open. Oh, did I say window?
Okay, I'm going to.
Creaked open door.
Leo, shut up. I'm going to open the
in
door.
In walks in. Yeah, yeah, come in. Creak, open, shut.
Hey, brother.
Oh, shit. It's
Hulk. The Hoganmeister.
Hulk Hogan just walked in the room.
Hey, Hulk Hogan. Hey, Maxi Baxi. Oh, don't call me that.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Seriously though, Hulk Hogan's no joke in our podcast right now.
Sorry, I'm obligated to do that.
Do you get paid every time you scream, Hulk Hogan?
Yes, I do. I get a I invented the scream, so I get a 5% royalty every time you scream.
Is that right? 5% royalty?
Yeah.
That hurts. That's pretty good. I mean, I feel like we have to talk tomorrow, so you probably shouldn't scream like that, Hulk. I mean, Max. I mean, Hulk. I mean, Hulk. I mean, Max.
Pick one, you dumbass. It was Hulk, sorry.
Yeah,
was Hulk, like, don't insult my friend
yeah,
like
Hulk, seriously though, calm the fuck down.
I can't!
I feel like Hulk, has Hulk ever not screamed before?
No!
No. But Hulk, is this correct? You only scream and whisper. Yeah, like you only, hey brother.
That's fucking right.
Yep.
Have you seen my movie, No Holds Barred?
Wait, you have a movie?
I have a couple. Mr. Nanny.
The fact that you know the names of these movies, Hulk.
I've seen both of them.
You've seen both of them?
Because I was
here?
In them.
Oh, okay.
I've also seen both of them, Hulk. Hey, thanks for... I get a little check every now and then from that. You know what, Hulk? I think that's really cool that you, try to branch out. Why am I, like, looking the other way? I'm literally...
Yeah, you're in character.
I'm in...
If you don't know this, Max is literally looking off to talk to Hulk.
Who is here, by the way?
Yeah, yeah, Hulk's here, I promise.
Yeah, when he said character, he was joking. Yeah, I don't know why you said that.
Yeah, well, Hulk's
weirdo.
A character.
I guess you could say that. It's a little insulting. I might cry a little later.
Speaking of... All right, dropping the Hulk act... All right, Hulk, hey, we really like you, but we're getting taped in, so we'll see you later.
Oh, you're getting taped in?
Yeah.
Is someone going to record you like a tape?
Fuck off.
You know what, Leo? I used to like... Yeah, I thought you were the better half of this podcast, now, because I'm a loyal subscriber. I think Max is the cooler one now. Oh, thank you, Hulk. I really appreciate that. No, I still don't like you, though, very much, Max. You know, Hulk, that hurts. That hurts. That hulks. Fuck.
Does that Hulk you? Does Hulk Hulk you?
Hulk, get out of here. Okay, but can I plug my podcast? No. I don't know why you knocked to get out of the door.
Fucking creak open, slam. Oh, look at that. Hulk. That's Hulk leaving. All right, so you guys know, I heard this the other day. It's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan. All right, so you all know
what's... Let's talk about him behind his back.
Yeah, yeah, Hulk's gone. Fuck that guy. All right, so do you guys know? Of course you know.
Do you guys know?
All right, what's the grill? What's the boxer with the grill?
George Foreman grill.
George Foreman grill. So get this. George Foreman wasn't supposed to be the original George Foreman grill. Hulk Hogan was.
What?
Hulk Hogan was presented with the idea first, but he didn't respond for like a week because his papers got like, or like they put in the wrong faxing number or something like that, or his manager forgot to tell him about
shit.
It, right? And so then they called George Foreman, and George Foreman agreed right on the spot that he would do it. So they moved forward with the George Foreman grill.
Oh, shit.
And George Foreman has made so much money from that. Hasn't he made like a, he's made a, like
more money than he ever made boxing.
Yeah, like millions of dollars, like maybe even a billion.
Probably.
Is that a lot?
I know.
Is that too much?
That's too much.
That's too much.
For a grill?
A couple $100 million.
Probably.
It's been very successful.
Very successful.
I mean, Michael Scott has one.
Really?
Yeah, and he blew his foot. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so check this out, because he likes to wake up to the smell of bacon. All right, so. Oh, yeah, yeah, another thing. So, anyway,
you're not
gonna
finish that story?
Yeah, I'm finishing the story. So.
Hey, yeah, about the Michael Scott. Finish that story.
No, that was just a rare. If you got it, you got it. That's it. Like, otherwise, we're moving on.
Okay,
I'm not gonna sit here and explain
fair
the
point.
Office.
Fair point.
Everyone's seen it. If you haven't, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, insult the audience. All right, so.
Hey, don't insult our audience.
All right, so anyway, so finishing this Hulk Hogan thing. Hulk Hogan instead got a blender called, like, the Hogan Blender.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah, I'll look up the name right
now.
Okay. But, so Hulk Hogan had a blender, and he was like, yeah, I ordered it, and I used it once, and it fucking broke. He's like, and it was the worst.
Wait, let's get him back in here to talk about it. No? Yeah?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Hulk, I just called him. Oh, shit, he's already here.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the blender.
Oh, yeah, I used it once and it fucking broke.
Shit.
Okay, gonna go leave now.
Alright, yeah. What do you have to go do?
I'm gonna go jump off this building.
If you didn't know, we're on top of a building right
all
now.
All of our guests seem to jump off buildings.
Yeah, it's the thing.
Yeah,
of the two guests we've
had. Our podcast makes people suicidal.
Yes, that is very true. Andrew Lucas, don't commit suicide. Alright, so moving on past Hulk.
Why'd you have to say that?
Well, I felt that, like, I'd add that in. Very, very specific, this podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the blender?
I'm looking up the name. Continue.
Okay, there's a lamp right there. There's a key. I don't know what to talk about. What time is it?
I remember it now. The name is the best.
What?
Like, if you could guess a name, it wouldn't be as good as this name.
Okay, the what is
no,
called?
No, don't even guess.
I won't guess.
All right, get this. The Hulk Hogan Thunder Mixer.
That's the greatest name.
How fucking great is that?
Thunder Mixer?
Here's the fucking box. Google this shit right now.
Everyone on a
here
pocket.
Is the box
oh
for the
God.
Hulk Hogan Thunder Mixer that he got instead of the grill.
Oh my God.
We would all be cooking bacon in bed.
If it wasn't for
from Hulk Hogan, machine. From the Hulk Hogan grill.
Yeah.
Not the George Foreman.
And the George Foreman Thunder Blender.
Get this, our generation, which is like early 2000s, like, see what I'm saying? Like, we grew up in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
We wouldn't, the only reason we know what the George Foreman grill is because of Drake
Josh.
George
Foreman grill, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Greatest, I bet, greatest, like, kid show. Drake and Josh. Then
it's really, it's really good.
Then Keenan and Kel.
I never watched Keenan and Kel.
Great, because that.
Is that the one with,
Keenan Thompson?
Keenan Thompson.
Keenan and Kel was like this surrealist sort of thing, though.
What do you mean?
Like, their humor was just so, like, outlandish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the Amanda Show being good when I was a child, but there's
it's
no way I would think there's no way I would think it's good now.
Yeah, I saw one of the sketches, like, the other day.
It's,
like,
it's
that,
got
like,
awful. Like, the thumb one, where the guy loses his thumb or his toe. Loses
yeah.
his big toe. I think his big toe, yeah. The dad loses his big toe.
You know what I hated about that? Because I thought it was, like, a real, like, soap opera when I was a kid. I didn't really get that it was a parody. I thought it was, like, a serious part of this funny show. And, like, they ended the whole thing with, like, Amanda's not real. She has a twin sister, and they got swished in the baby. This is the real Amanda. And then they, like, heard the door open, and, like, you never saw the girl. And I got so pissed.
Did you? You got pissed? You got pissed at that? You got pissed at that?
How would you like it if I started doing that to you?
Just not responding to your story?
Do you like it? Because I just did it.
It's nice.
So, let's see, we've talked about lots of stuff.
Oh, don't do this.
What?
That's awful.
What?
You didn't make our podcasters listen to that?
Podcast listeners, about what? What am I doing?
Without, like, you searching for a topic. I feel like this is something we're supposed to do before that. I think this is this show. This
you
is
even
our show.
Said...
No, no, no. Right now we're in, like, a Leo Max production meeting. I feel like this is this show. This where is... we just talk about shit we're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what lazy people do.
Lazy...
I mean, that makes about, doesn't make about sense.
Yeah, lazy people.
That explains it.
Because we're lazy.
This is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to describe our hotel room to the listeners?
That sounds awful, and I feel like they...
No, no.
All right, here's our hotel room. It looks like a hotel room. Let that simmer in. Let that sit in. Think about a hotel room. That's where we are right now.
I want them to have a mental picture of where we are.
Because
last time
just
I
go. Take it over. I'm going to text for a minute. You go ahead and...
Texting your girlfriend?
You have good sex with the listener right
Dick
now.
Pick? Oh, wait, this is Max's Minute. Max's Minute. Max's Minute. Okay, so in our hotel
Jesus.
Room... What? That's part of the first episode. So, okay, in the corner, there's a lamp. And next... And, like, in front of that is a chair. On this wall, there's a window with curtains. There's a bed currently with Zach Biggin sleeping in it. How funny would it be if we, like, drew on his face and didn't tell him and got Linzer to not tell him to? And then he, like, sees all the colleges tomorrow and it's like, and it's not nothing bad, just like a streak on his face. Oh, yeah, you're not talking to me because this is Max's Minute. There's a desk. Like, I mean, not a desk, a nightstand. With a lamp on it, and a phone, and my portfolio. I'm a playwright. All my portfolio stuff is in there. I'm also a comedian. Go find me. There's another bed with Leo and Max. There's a painting of...
No. That's the fucking end of Max's Minute, because that was garbage. Jesus Christ. You're never allowed to have it in that. Hey, guess what? This is our production meeting. That segment's over. There's no more of that segment.
On the first one, it was like, Max's Minute, then the theme song, and I'm just like, and then you started talking again. So it was more successful than the first one, I think.
Well, yeah, this was a little bit more successful.
Yeah, San Francisco, Toronto, Baltimore, Eugene, Houston, Birmingham, Osaka, Calgary, Seattle, Cleveland. Those are all the cities on Zach's bag.
I thought we were done with Max's Minute.
I mean, you could have chimed in any time then, but you decided to just keep on texting.
Feel that glare? You guys feel that glare? I just give a really strong glare.
Shout out to all the FTC kids who are going to listen to this tomorrow.
No one's going to listen to this.
Why not?
And if they are going to listen to it, there's no way they got this far in.
I mean...
Okay, yeah. If you got this far in, say banana. Say banana. That's how we know who actually listened to this shit.
Like, come up to us and say, banana!
Yeah, tweet at us at... What's your Max Twitter?
MaxRider24.
MaxRider24. Tweet at us banana if you listen to this shit.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you did.
Should we make, like, our own, like, Twitter? Like,
yeah, so but nah, say, like, nah. But that's...
So you can say, like, tweet at Rod Doggin and in the Mountain Zone? Or is that too much work?
That's too... Let's get some real listeners first before I put some actual effort into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Like, setting up a fucking Twitter. Yeah,
okay. Let's see. So, in the other corner, there's another lamp and a mirror. A couple outlets on the walls.
Max.
Wait, whenever you stop
Max
talking, I'm just...
It's over.
I know, I can't think of anything to say. So I'm just describing the room. I think people are going to get a kick out of that.
What?
Me describing the room?
No.
Want me to describe...
No one's going to get a kick out of this, Max.
Want me to describe the film, The Room?
The what?
The film, The Room.
No, don't talk. I heard that movie's awful.
It's hilarious. It's so bad, it's good. Speaking of so bad, it's good, or not so bad, it's good, that show we saw. Should we say the name?
Don't talk about the name. Let's just talk about how awful it was, because okay. I feel like somebody might, you know, end up listening.
Yeah,
just,
right.
I feel like a dick if we just
yeah,
reveal
yeah.
what show it is.
Okay.
We saw a play today, and it was awful.
One of the worst shows I've ever seen in my life.
It was so bad.
Talk about the thing you saw.
Like the lighting?
No, I'll talk about the lighting. You should probably talk about
the lighting. Oh, like when he called him out on stage?
Yeah.
All right, so during the show, one of the kids basically exits the stage, right? Like, dramatically. And one of the other actors on stage just goes, "You were supposed to leave the other way."
Yeah.
In the, oh. Oh.
was the worst.
Oh, in the middle of the show.
It's crazy.
Just goes, you were supposed to leave the other way. In the middle of the show.
And then
I haven't checked
going.
The script yet. I haven't checked the script yet. Like, I'm going to buy the script just to see if that's real.
Because the script was a little meta.
It was a little meta. Like, yeah, like everyone was commenting.
At the end,
like
it was like, how do you leave? Just leave the play.
And yeah,
he was like,
oh my god,
stop.
Like, I feel like if that play was very well executed, it could be funny. But
yeah.
that was the example of how not to do that play.
Yeah, and the lighting, oh my god.
All right, so
I'll talk about the hat.
Is it the hat thing?
Okay, so there were these two narrators, and one of them was like this redneck guy, and this other one was like this girl who's
British, I think.
Terrible British accent.
Was it fake?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because she kept going in and out of it.
Yeah.
Like it was half Texan, half British. But there was this guy, and he had this like hat on. And the way he was wearing the hat, like, the lights were hitting him, because they were coming from, like, above, right?
Yeah, it was all top light.
It was all top light, so you couldn't see the guy's face. If they just tilted the hat just a little, just, like, an inch.
Yep. Like, two inches, you could have seen his eyes, it would have been fine.
Yeah, but there was, like, covering half his face,
yeah.
And it was, like, the most annoying thing in the world.
Because you couldn't see him. It was like a fucking bandit.
Yeah.
And then the lighting, check this out. When you're doing competitions like this, from what I understand, I've never done a competition like this, but from what I understand, you have about a half an hour to load in your set on the sides of the stage. We did this in eighth grade, but I was an actor at that point. I wasn't an electrician or a designer. So basically you would load in your set to the wings, and then you've got as much time as you want to load it in, but like that's part of your time of your show.
Right.
So you have to load in the set fairly quickly as part of it. Well, so the sets are pretty simple. And the lighting, from what I understand, is you get a certain amount of time with the board to be able to write a couple cues or subs that you can load and just run the show by hand. If you don't know, a sub is basically
a
group of lights that you can bring up with like a little, like with a button basically. With a button that slides, you can just bring up a, it's called a fader. You can bring up a group of lights. Well, these kids, it could have been an adult, which if it was an adult, I feel bad.
Yeah, we didn't check.
Yeah. Oh. Right, so basically, they would just bring up different colors of this of LED downlight. You couldn't see anything. It was just
it would basically
be like, imagine all of a sudden blue people are on stage,
yeah,
and then imagine red people on stage, and then now just
and
stark
they would change
white
like
people.
Halfway through the scene,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, and they had no, they were missing cues and they were missing lines. And it was
oh,
it was
there
crazy.
Was this one part where both of them like forgot their lines.
Yeah,
and they were
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, they were
oh,
like,
just,
let's rehearse that. It was like, four.
Three.
Four.
Let's
four.
Watch it.
Yeah, and then they're like, four. Let's watch. What's four?
And then they cut to a different scene.
Oh, man.
And the kids had only two acting styles. There was screaming and not screaming.
Correct.
Yeah.
Screaming to where you could barely understand them, and then talking to where you could barely understand
them.
Oh, and check this out, too. Max and I, before we went and
I
saw
thought
the
you
show,
were talking about someone else.
Yeah. Max and I, before we go and see the show, We're telling to each other. There's two things that this show could be. Because he read an article about the show, because we were interested by the title.
Yeah.
He read an article about the show that said the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
That said the show was really, really good.
And
really,
really
Shaun
of the Dead.
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead. Great movie.
Is this our
movie? No, it's not Shaun of the Dead talk. We're not talking about movies, because nobody likes that. I can just tell, because I hate talking about it.
If I hate
talking about it, nobody's going to like listening to me.
Yeah, let's keep ranting about the show.
All right. So, we're talking before the show. There's two things this show could be. Fucking hilarious. Or really bad to the point where we can laugh at it because it's so bad. It's really like an awful script, but it's well acted.
And it was neither of those things.
All awful. It was just to the point where I wanted to get up and leave.
Me
they
too.
They were just wasting my time.
At the end, I was like, oh, God. I clapped so hard because it was over.
Yeah. And you could just hear the pity laughs throughout the crowd. It was just
But there were like some genuine laughs.
There
were
some genuine laughs. And you were just laughing at that,
you
were four. You were four if you were laughing at that.
And if you were an adult, you were just like, oh, that poor man.
Yeah, pretty much.
What time are we at? 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's about... I'd say that's our podcast. That's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good rant.
Leo and I talked about this earlier. I think the podcast should be longer. Leo thinks it should be shorter. Tweet at MaxRider24 to tell us what you should think it is. Because I believe the podcasting is a long-form medium.
I think it's a long-form media, but I think we need people to desire us more.
I guess.
I understand that.
And I'm kind of getting tired, and I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm kind of getting tired. So we might even make another episode tomorrow.
Yeah.
Could be good stuff.
Fuck it, yeah.
Alrighty.
All right.
Adios.
Wait, I gotta open my phone. Any last remarks?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.